Governor Chris Christie and his Democratic challenger Barbara Buono are out on the campaign trail on this last day before Tuesday's election. For weeks, the Christie campaign has played to big crowds while Buono struggles to get her message out. We have Matt Katz on the line. He's covered Christie for the past 3 years for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Matt will be joining the staff of New Jersey Public Radio next week and bringing us his blog. Welcome to the team, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Amy. Looking forward to it.
Governor Christie has been cruising in the polls despite some negative press, most recently over a new book about Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Romney had considered Christie as a running mate. Matt, what's the new dirt on that process that we learned from this book?
Well, it told us that the Romney camp didn't think that he was providing enough background information to them when they were vetting him for a possible vice presidential nominee. And most of their areas of concern we knew about before. We knew about a defamation suit against him when he was a young politician. We knew about his weight issues, and we knew that he had some spending controversies when he was a U.S. attorney. But we didn't know that there were such concerns in the Romney camp about some of these things, and there were concerns that there were details that haven't been unearthed, that they were shying away from him as a running mate because of that. And that's interesting because we don't know how some of this stuff and some new details could resurface in 2016 if he runs for president.
How has Governor Christie responded to the book?
He's dismissed it. He, as he often does, he attacked the authors. This guy's just trying to make a buck. They actually, his advisors have also told me that it's not true. And even Mitt Romney yesterday said on Meet the Press had only nice things to say about Christie. So they're nothing specific, but generally saying that a lot of the stuff in the book isn't true.
The Twitter sphere lit up this weekend over a photo of Christie yelling at a New Jersey teacher and wagging his finger during a campaign appearance. What's the story there?
Well, we don't know exactly. I mean, amazingly enough, there's no video or audio of this yet, just this picture with a very angry-looking Christie standing next to his wife, Mary Pat, who's actually smiling, and a woman in front of him who he's apparently yelling at. Now, this woman is a teacher in South Jersey, and she wrote a blog and has told reporters that he was yelling at her about education, that she came up to him and asked him why he is not funding education enough and why he's portraying New Jersey public schools as failure factories. And he responded to her, according to her, Why do you just want more money, and I'm tired of you people. Now, his spokeswoman has refuted that, saying that they were having a discussion about funding levels, and the governor said, no matter how much money we spend, it will never be enough for you people, meaning the union, and the union just wants more money for their benefits and whatnot.
Most New Jerseyans love this brash, boisterous side of Chris Christie. It hasn't gotten in the way of his popularity and his current lead going into Tuesday. But, Matt, I understand that his campaign handlers have kept him away from the press or have limited his time in the run-up to tomorrow's election. Why is that?
That's a great question. We've been asking that question ourselves. I mean, one suggestion is that there are certain issues that he doesn't really want to talk about right now. He's done selective interviews about Sandy, for example, with selected reporters, but he does not want, it doesn't seem, a general press conference where he can be asked about anything. He hasn't had one of these in 6 weeks. And one of the questions that would be asked, maybe the first question that would be asked, would be, how do you feel about the fact that gays in New Jersey can now get married? That went into effect a couple of weeks ago, and we have yet to hear him personally, publicly comment about how he feels about that.
The New Jersey Republican Party is hoping that Christie's coattails topple the Democratic majority in the state legislature down ballot. Has he been doing much stumping for Republicans, fellow Republicans?
In the last week or so, he's amped it up a bit. He hadn't really done much of anything over the course of the summer and the fall. So he's just targeting three districts. He actually cut a couple of TV ads for three Republican senatorial candidates. But Republicans do wish he did more and has done more. They're just going to have to hope that his popularity seeps down to them and people say, you know what, I like the Republican governor this time. Let's see what a Republican legislature can do.
Matt Katz writes the Christie Chronicles blog and covers Governor Christie for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He'll be bringing his All Things Christie knowledge to WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio beginning next week. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Amy. See you next week.